It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. I'm your host, Colbert. Thankfully, inside the Shirley Street studio. I have been outside more than once today. I would not advise it. It is miserable out there. If you like this weather, you might need to get your head examined. This is, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. Big show lined up today. We're going to talk a lot of hoops, a lot of high school hoops today on the show. More details in just a moment. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thanks so much for being here. And follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Like the Facebook page, type in 1650, 102.3 The Fan. You'll see it pop up there on the Zuckerberg machine. Hammer that like button. Check out the all-new website, 1650thefan.com. That's where you get the podcast of this show. Whole lot of other great content, including we've got an interview with Waverly Shellrock, boys and girls, wrestling coach Eric Wickham up there. And Coach Wickham is talking about the girls' state wrestling tournament, which will take place this Friday through Sunday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Also, you can go check out an exclusive interview yesterday on the show, in case you missed it, with UNI men's basketball assistant coach Seth Tuttle. It's always great catching up with Tut. Always enjoy talking with him. Panthers on a 5-game winning streak, and they play tonight. More details on that in just a moment. And, of course, this morning, I'll get them to you here in just a few short moments in area sports news and scores. But this morning, we had our Metro girls and boys basketball results also up on the website, 1650thefan.com. So bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. If you want to join today's show with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479. You could also email me. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. As I mentioned, area sports news and scores. We'll lead it off like always here in just a few short moments. After we do that, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas, and a forecast for the rest of this frigid Wednesday. Looking into what I understand, I honestly haven't tried to pay too much attention to it. It's like, if there's good news, I'll look at it. If there's bad news, I'm just going to ignore it. But nonetheless, Megan Mulford will bring it like always with the forecast in that first time out. Then we'll come back from that break, and Dunkerton boys basketball coach Todd Kuntz will join us in the next segment of today's show. And the Raiders have had an outstanding season so far, 13-2 overall, 7-0 in the Iowa Star Conference North Division, coming off a blowout of Tripola last night, 83-29, and also some history was made in that game as well, so make sure you stay tuned for that. It's just as good as the season has been for the Raiders, some just outstanding stories following that team so far as well. So Coach Kuntz will join us in the second segment of today's show. After we're done talking Dunkerton boys hoops, we'll take the time out near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim. Come back from that break, we'll go over to Gladbrook Rhinebeck, where boys basketball coach Scott Kiburis will join the show in the third segment today. The Rebels, well, they're 14-0 and 6-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League West Division, and they are led by Coach Kiburis' youngest son, William, who's averaging a little over 23 points and a little over 7 assists per game. As you might imagine, a really, really talented Gladbrook Rhinebeck team. So we're going to learn about a couple of just top-shelf Class 1A boys basketball teams today on the show. And, you know, one thing you'll understand today is Class 1A is just absolutely stacked in boys basketball this season. It's really incredible. It makes me think about when I was, I would have been, I think, 5th, 6th grade. I went to North Mahaska, Mahaska County, southeast Iowa. It was a Class 1A basketball school, and Panther fans will remember Grant Stout, the Baron from New Sharon. He's the all-time block shots leader in UNI program history. That era that Grant played in at North Mahaska, where I went to school, I remember it being a really, really epic era of Class 1A basketball. Linville Sully was also just incredibly good in the South Iowa Cedar League. And you look at like a Grandview Christian near the Des Moines area, many, many other teams up in this neck of the woods. So it seems like it's a really special time right now in Class 1A basketball. On a completely unrelated note, as I kind of like to do sometimes in the monologue here, and I've been thinking a little bit about this Major League Baseball lockout, and man, I tell you what, a sport that absolutely cannot afford to lose, I don't even know if it has any momentum. And it seems like it's going backwards because there's been very limited, like 2 meetings between the players' union and the owners, and we're like 50, 60 days into this lockout, and somehow going into the lockout, you know, well-sourced reporters around the country were saying we don't need to worry about this affecting the next season. It shouldn't take too long. Maybe it takes a little bit longer, but don't get worried. It'll all get worked out. I'm officially worried, and I'm the exception to the rule. I'm 32. Baseball should be sending me a monthly stipend to continue to watch its product because it just does not have very many fans of my age, much less younger. And I don't know if there's something, if the fix is in on this, but if there's one thing that turns off a fan base of a sport, it's when billionaires fight with millionaires. And the thing that's really crazy beyond that, not to oversimplify it, is, like I mentioned, there's hardly even been any labor negotiations. So it's puzzling beyond belief. And with Rob Manfred, you know, the commissioner of baseball, somehow he's worse than Bud Selig, like way worse. I couldn't even have fathomed that when that man first took that job, however many years ago it was. But I'm getting worried about a sport that I love, and these guys just need to figure it out, because I tell you what, you'll see these billionaires, these billionaire owners, if they don't play their cards right here, eventually it's going to catch up to them, right? There's not going to be as many eyeballs on the television. Those numbers have continued to go down. Less people will be showing up at ballparks, and baseball will become kind of the Chevy Cavalier of professional sports. Meanwhile, the NFL is nothing short of a Rolls Royce. And the NBA, I mean, it's at least a some type of foreign exotic vehicle. It may not be quite what the NFL is, but it's got a young fan base and a worldwide fan base. So we'll leave it there for now, but I do want to connect with our friend of the show, Michael Cerami, soon of BleacherNation.com, and just figure out what the hell's going on with this lockout. All right, let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores. Last night in high school basketball in the Metro, on the boys' side, Class 4A, number 7, Cedar Falls, rolled past Cedar Rapids Xavier, 64-30. It was the 150th career win for Tigers coach Ryan Schultz. Elsewhere in the Metro, Iowa City Liberty slipped past Waterloo West, 61-58. Waterloo East beat Iowa City High, 81-70. And New Hampton defeated Waterloo Columbus, 55-46. In girls' games last night, Class 5A, number 14, Cedar Falls, held off Cedar Rapids Xavier, 52-48. Third-ranked Waterloo West outscored Iowa City Liberty, 64-58. Iowa City High got the best of East, 67-34. And Columbus edged New Hampton, 43-41. In an area girls' basketball game of interest, we talked about this a lot last week on the show with the respective head coaches, Class 2A number 1 Dyke New Hartford defeated 2A number 2 Denver 49-39. 18th-ranked Texas Tech turned a close game into a 72-60 win over number 15 Iowa State last night. You heard it right here on The Fan. Caleb Grill had 17 points with 4 three-pointers for the Cyclones, while Isaiah Brockington had 12 and 9 rebounds. 3 Cyclone front court players fouled out of the game, and the Clones were within one when Gabe Kalscher made a three-pointer with 17 minutes left, but Texas Tech responded with an 11-2 run and later went on a 16-3 run. It's a really good Red Raiders team, especially being able to see them last night with their full complement of players, unlike when they played at Hilton Coliseum earlier this month. The Cyclones are now 14-4 overall and 2-4 in the Big 12. It's a women's top 15 matchup tonight at Hilton Coliseum as 7th-ranked Iowa State hosts number 15 Texas. The 16-1 Cyclones are off to their best start in school history. Iowa State is in sole possession of first place in the Big 12 at 5-0. The Longhorns are 2-2. A big development this afternoon, though, in this game, as Ashley and Aubrey Jones both will miss tonight's game due to health and safety protocols. You can hear this one right here on The Fan, pregame at 6 after we're done, and tip-off at 6:30. The UNI men's basketball team is looking to continue its winning streak as they play at Valparaiso tonight. Panthers have won 5 straight and are going for their second win of the season over Valpo as they blew out the Beacons 92-65 earlier this month at McLeod Center. Valpo, meanwhile, they've been figuring things out since they got blown out by the Panthers. They're on a 4-game winning streak of their own. Game time tonight is at 6. The Iowa men's basketball team is at Rutgers tonight in Big Ten action. Both teams are playing well. Hawkeyes have won 6 of their last 7. Scarlet Knights have won 5 of 6. Iowa's Keegan Murray continues to lead the country in scoring, averaging 23.9 points per game. Game time tonight is at 7:30. The Iowa women's basketball team has its upcoming home game against Indiana postponed. It was scheduled for Sunday. News came after Indiana saw a rise in, what else, COVID cases within the team. Both programs are working with the Big Ten to find a date to reschedule. Iowa is scheduled to play at Minnesota tomorrow night. And finally, the Wartburg basketball teams visit Loras tonight in American Rivers Conference play. The Wartburg women's team is tied with the Dew Hawks for second place in the conference, with a 5-1 record. The Wartburg men's team is currently tied for first place with the University of Dubuque at 6-1. The women's game begins at 5:30. Men's game will follow. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash VSiN Action Update and a forecast all coming your way on the other side. Talking a lot of high school hoops. Dunkerton boys basketball coach Todd Kuntz joins us next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Network reports Randall Cobb is expected to play this weekend, 7 weeks after core muscle surgery, and Derrick Henry on track to play for the Titans after a broken foot in week 8. looked like it was going to end his season. He was back at practice yesterday. Tight end Anthony Ferkser told the Jim Rome Show he was a sight for sore eyes.
Good to see him out there. Good to see him moving around. I mean, yeah, you know the threat he gives defenses when he's out there. So we're excited to hopefully have him back on the field and whatever he can give us.
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield underwent successful shoulder surgery, recovery time at 4 to 6 months, which should put him okay for training camp this summer. The Jaguars and Bears are vying for the services of Matt Eberflus, the Colts defensive coordinator, is a finalist with the Jaguars, and now will reportedly have a second interview with Chicago as well. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Will it be Buffalo or Kansas City advancing to the AFC title game? Bills captain Tyler Medikevich joins the Zach Gelb Show today, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio. Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Cedar Falls Schools is looking to fill a number of positions, from paraeducators to food service professionals. Paraeducators play such a key role in education, and the rewards are endless. From K-12 general education and preschool classes to special education teams and media center assistants, you'll love providing support to the students in Cedar Falls Schools in either group or individual settings. You'll work closely with students to help them attain their individual goals, and ultimately, you'll help them reach their full potential. Enjoy competitive wages and benefits, plus all paraeducators are included in the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System. Plus, working as a paraeducator is a great way to align your work schedule to your child's school schedule. Food service positions are also super rewarding, flexible, and only require 3 to 5.5 hours per day. With competitive wages, plus paid time off benefits, and you get your summers free. Go to cfschools.org/employment or call 553-2443 for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
Community Motors has over 280 pre-owned vehicles available, and most are priced well below market value. Find over 20 vehicles priced under 10 grand with payments starting at $199 a month.
New vehicles are arriving daily.
If we don't have your next vehicle, we can order it for you. Virtually every make and model are available, and our skilled finance team will help you get into the vehicle you love. Visit Community Motors and Community 2 in Cedar Falls today and experience the right way to buy your next vehicle.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsiN.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Big Ten basketball tonight. Iowa Hawkeyes have won 2 straight in 6 of its last 7 games. They're on the road at Rutgers today. The Scarlet Knights have won 5 of their last 6. Iowa, the 3-point road favorite, the total 150.5. Northern Iowa, winners of 5 straight. They're 9-7, 5-1 of the Missouri Valley Conference. They're laying 4.5 at Valparaiso, 139.5 the total. Drake is 13-5, 4-1 in conference play. They're a 7-point home favorite against the Bradley Braves today. The total is 137. I'm Mike Sunnett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 11 below. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching zero. 15 below tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Friday night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 5 above.
This is Zach Gelb, and you're listening to Cole & Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader. Next up from 6 to 9 is me. It's the Zach Gelb Show, weeknights right here on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. We're talking a lot of high school hoops today on the show. Later on, we'll hear from Gladbrook Rhinebeck boys basketball coach Scott Kiburis. Right now, we're talking Dunkerton boys hoops as Coach Todd Kuntz is our guest right now. The Raiders are 13-2 overall, 7-0 in the Iowa Star North Division, and they got a big win over Tripola last night, 83-29. And as I understand it, Coach Kuntz, and thanks so much for joining the show. Great to be talking to you once more. Your junior guard, Casey Gardner, did he not break your program's all-time career assist record?
Yeah, he did. You know, not many career records get broken two-thirds of the way through their junior season. But,
right.
Yeah, he passed an 18-year-old mark held by actually one of the coaches on our staff, Brian Brungard, who was one of our finest players to ever play here. And, you know, it's pretty special for him to do that so early in his career.
Yeah, you got to tell us more about Casey. As you mentioned, he breaks this record two-thirds of the way through his junior season. He's averaging a little over 10 assists per game. And, you know, it might be one thing if he's in a system that maybe helps a little bit, but at the end of the day, what's Casey got in his game that makes him such a special distributor of the basketball, Coach Kuntz?
Well, you know, we may play fast, and, you know, our system certainly benefits that, but we couldn't do any of the way we play without Casey being out there running the show. I mean, he's just a phenomenal passer. He sees angles. He creates angles. That's the thing, is he passes guys open so many of the time. You know, just everything we do with our running game, you know, he dictates that. And, you know, he's got a lot of weapons out there that have helped him throughout the last 3 years. And, you know, we got some guys who can really score the basketball. But at the end of the day, I mean, Casey puts us in those positions to succeed. And, you know, it's not a lot of guys have the demeanor to play as unselfishly as he does. And, you know, I think Casey's averaging 16.3 points per game right now, but I mean, he could average easily over 20, but he, mm-hmm. you know, he passes the ball, and he knows that our best chance to win is to distribute that equally throughout the guys.
You know, with all due respect to everybody else on your roster, Coach, it makes me think that this is like a transcendent talent with Casey, that his presence alone on the floor raises the game of everybody else that, you know, has the benefit of being on your team.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, we've got some phenomenal players, but again, I mean, Casey puts them in positions to succeed. And, I mean, he is the quarterback to our offense. He's the one who makes everything go. And, you know, he's competitive. He's fiery. He's driven. But, you know, he's a continuation of what we want as coaches. And he's done a great job of embracing everything that we need him to do to make not only himself better, but more importantly, the team better.
Dunkerton High School boys basketball coach Todd Kuntz, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, taking a step back and looking at a body of work of 15 games, 13-2, as I mentioned, overall. What have you liked most from your team so far?
Yeah, certainly our offense has, you know, certainly what's getting the publicity. And, you know, I think we're averaging a little over 76 a game right now. And, you know, I mean, we're able to, you know, kind of put on a show. It's just fun to watch it. We run an open style. I mean, most of the time we got a shot up within the first 5 to 10 seconds, you know, but it's not an accident. You know, we drill that every day. We do competitive transition drills day in and day out, multiple times a day. We reward quick scoring, and, you know, it's the way the kids we wanted them to play, and it's the way they've embraced it. And, you know, I think that's really been the biggest part of our success. But I think behind the scenes, just our kids' ability to stay connected, to stay together. I mean, that's something in this day and age, I think with high school, it's culture is so important. And, you know, I kind of talked to you about this a little bit last year, but this year's been no different. And I told the kids in our preseason meeting, it's going to be really tough for us not to have a great season. But I think the biggest thing that could stop us is ourselves. And so we've been just so overly, like, we cannot let our guard down and our ability to stay together as a team and stay close. And I got to credit the kids for that, because we've got about 8-9 guys on our team who should be starting, who could be starting at a lot of places. We've got, you know, 4, 5, 6 kids who could average a heck of a lot more points a game than they do. But, you know, we've got to share the ball. And that's a big credit to the kids that they're able to put them the we over me and to embrace the team concept.
Yeah, absolutely. On the other side of the coin, Coach Kuntz, what are you honed in on now? Because you do have, like I mentioned, a good sample size, 15 games. What are you hoping your team improves upon here in the back half of the regular season before the postseason arrives?
Well, I think certainly our defense is what we're continuing to really work on. You know, there's nights that we really bring in. We just put a shut down to people. But there's nights that, you know, people kind of break some of the pressure things we're trying to do, and we tend to get a little lazy and give up buckets. And, when you get to the level where you got to play a team down the road in the playoffs, like a Gladbach Rhinebeck, who you're going to have Coach Cabarrus on later, I mean, they're a phenomenal team. There's, Wapsie Valley, Janesville, North Lynn, Springville. I mean, there's just so many good 1A schools in our area that we know anything we want to do come playoff time, we're going to have to really be able to defend. And, you know, the flashy numbers, all that's great. But, I mean, I think everyone knows once you get to a postseason, you got to be able to guard people. And so that's something, you know, we're really trying to work on day in and day out is what exactly do we need to be running? What exactly do we need to change schematically? But a lot of it comes down to the kids just getting down and dirty every night and doing all the dirty work, because that's, the offense is going to win us games. The regular season defense is what's going to win it come postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. That is fascinating to hear you talk about that, though, Coach Koontz, as you draw near the postseason about, throwing some wrinkles in, because so many of these quality Class 1A teams, like you mentioned, know each other so well. What's it like for you as a coach with your staff grappling with putting in something new versus let's just run what we've ran and make sure we're running it better than we have all season?
I think we're probably a little more trial and error than a lot of schools are, but no matter what, I mean, we've got our man-to-man principles that we've taught, for years and years. These kids grow up exactly knowing how they're going to play man-to-man defense ever since we've kind of got our scheme and system put in. And at the end of the day, we got to just be able to sit down within 20 feet of the basket, guard people, and keep them out of the paint, and go to the glass and just do the simple things that these kids have been doing since third grade,
Mm-hmm.
That's no matter what we throw in, that's just going to be, the whipped cream on the sundae. But they got to get in there and they got to do the work in the half court. And so I think it's a kind of combination of just making sure that we've got those proper wrinkles when we need them. We've got those tricks in our bag because we have a lot of athleticism and we can really turn people over. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to our ability to get stops in the half court when we need to at the end of games.
Dunkerton High School boys basketball coach Todd Koontz, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. The Raiders are receiving votes in the latest AP boys basketball poll, and I think that speaks to just how stacked Class 1A is this year, Coach Koontz.
Yeah, I was talking to some of our other coaches. There's nights that our kids, I'm just like, I don't know if we can play at a higher level than what we are right now, but, we look around and there's just, we are so far at this point in the season undefeated against Class 1A opponents. Our two losses are to Denver, obviously he's right on the border of the top 10 in 2A. We lost him by 1 point back in December, mm-hmm. which was a phenomenal game. And then we went and played 4A Dubuque Hempstead last Saturday on the road, and that was kind of a late pickup. We went and helped them out. They lost an Illinois school due to COVID, and they have a 7-foot over there. They're a pretty good player, and he gave us some fits. We saw some things that we wouldn't see otherwise, but we viewed that as we got nothing to lose. Let's go experience the kind of thing. But I think that stuff like that is just going to only make us better when it comes to 1A opponents, and I think we're going to need it this year because I think there's a lot of years we could almost just skate to the state tournament. And this year we know we're going to have to win at least two really good games, and probably at least one more tougher one on the way. And I've been a head coach now for 14 years, and I don't remember 1A being as deep as it is this year. I mean, there's a lot of really, really good basketball teams. It's going to be a gauntlet this year.
Yeah, from what I see, because I grew up playing 1A basketball. I went to North Mahaska.
Okay, absolutely.
Yep, and I don't know if you remember Grant Stout, who played Northern Iowa. I think, when would Grant have graduated? Like 2004 or 2002 range.
He came. I was actually at UNI when he was in college, so he would have come a couple years after me. So he would have been right around that time. Yeah.
And there, I feel like that was another sweet spot in Class 1A basketball. So it's probably been about two decades. I think it's fair to say, Coach, for the class to be at the level that it's at, and it's going to be obviously fascinating to watch how it all plays out. We were talking a lot about Casey earlier, him breaking the program career assist record and everything he's brought to the team. But you got a junior in Preston Gillespie who's averaging about 24.5 a game, 7 rebounds. Those are really good numbers, too. You got to tell us about Preston, what he brings to the team.
Yeah, there's probably not a whole lot of coaches in the state who would be 10 minutes into an interview and not mention their 25-point-per-game guy. But that's just another, you know, I've got just a wealth of riches here with these boys. And Preston is, my gosh, he's transformed his body this year. He's transformed his game. He was the first-team all-conference selection last year for us, but he's gone from, you know, 12.6 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals, just doing all the dirty work every night to becoming this offensive superstar. He's had 39 points in a game, I think 2 games this year. He's been in the 30s 4 or 5 times, averaging 25 a game. He's a long, athletic, versatile guard. I mean, he's capable of shooting the 3-pointer well. He's really deadly in transition, great using his body deep to the basket. Good at drawing contact, getting the free throw line. He's got a lot of weapons in his arsenal. And you know what? I mean, he's 6'3". We can throw him down to the post if we need him to. And he's got a pretty darn good post-up game. You know, if we didn't have 2 real solid senior posts, I think there's a good chance we'd be playing him inside, and maybe next year we will. But I think that, you know, college basketball is certainly in his future, and I think that his long-term future is certainly in the backcourt, you know, at a college level. So, you know, I also want to benefit him and continue to develop those guard skills as well. But, I mean, he's one of those guys. I could put him to point guard, I could put him at center, and he's going to go out there and he's going to produce for us. And, I mean, he's a bona fide scorer.
Couple more minutes here with Dunkerton High School boys basketball coach Todd Kuntz. You've got 4 seniors on this roster as well, coach. What can you tell us about your leadership group?
You know, we got kids who show up, they work hard, and they love each other, and that's all. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day, is just being able to stick together. And our seniors have been so instrumental in that. You know, we've got Kyler Rich, who's our heart and soul out there. On so many nights, he's our best defender. He's tough. He does all the dirty work in the paint for us. You know, he's 6'5". He gets the rebounds. He guards the other team's best post. And, you know, he doesn't get to touch the ball as much as he would want to. He's a darn good offensive player, but he doesn't get some of the credit that a lot of the guys do just because he doesn't put up the numbers. But that's certainly no fault of his. He's very efficient, and he does all the things we need him to do. And as far as the leadership, I mean, he just leads by example. And then we got Caden Behrens, who's, you know, a football player first and foremost, but comes out and puts up 14 points a game for us also, and creates a mismatch for others with his speed, athleticism. And Caden just goes out there and works hard. When we tell Caden to do something, he's like, all right, I'm just going to go do it. And then we've got 2 of our seniors who come off the bench for us. Blake Smith is a guard, and Jaden Reed, the center. He's always a fan favorite. And those two are just, you know, do whatever we want of them in practice as far as running the other team scout and, you know, just doing everything with a smile, not complaining if they don't get the opportunities they think they deserve, but just putting the team first. And I think, you know, those 4 just every day, it's just no nonsense. Lead by example, do what the coaches ask. And, you know, I'm incredibly grateful for each of those 4 boys.
You sure got a special team over there in Dunkerton, coach. It's been a pleasure to learn about it. Let's wrap up with the fact that you guys take on Riceville Friday night. Little scheduling quirk there, where you're gonna play them back to back. Play them again, I think, on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. So, what's it gonna take in this 2-game series, I suppose, to get it done against the Wildcats?
You know, they're riding high right now. They play a unique, quirky style of basketball too, and they really mix up defenses. They pressure. They go to the offensive boards hard, and so I think our scout report probably won't change a whole lot from Friday to Monday. But yeah, with that reschedulization, you know, not often you play a team 2 times in a row. But I think we'll be ready for them, and then we got to turn around the very next night on Tuesday and play our biggest rival right now in Janes, though, which is going to be a real tough game on Tuesday night. So we have a real big stretch ahead of us. So. Let's say very important that our practice the next 2 days are at the best we can be.
Well, I think I speak for a lot of people listening, Coach, that we'll be following along. Just some great Class 1A hoops in the area, like we talked about earlier. Thanks so much for your time. Best of luck. Best of health the rest of this season. We'll have to get you back on the show, hopefully after a deep run in the postseason, all right?
I would love to come back. Thank you so much for having us.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is presented by the Iowa Department of Public Safety Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. Impaired driving takes a life every hour in the U.S. Don't drive impaired.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Kim.
The Iowa Hawkeyes bid for their third straight victory tonight with a visit to Rutgers in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes 3-3 in conference play. The UNI Panthers put their five-game winning streak on the line at Valparaiso. The Panthers 5-1 in Missouri Valley play. Drake is 4-1 in the Valley and is at home tonight against Bradley. The 7th-ranked Iowa State women look to stay unbeaten in the Big 12 by hosting 15th-ranked Texas. The Longhorns beat the Cyclones 3 times last season.
We have to handle the pressure. Their physicality, their athleticism is some of the best in the country. You know, I think our kids are excited about it. And it's hard to simulate what they do, but you got to lace them up real tight and go play.
That's ISU coach Bill Fenley. This is Radio Iowa.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Catch the red-hot UNI men's basketball team at the McLeod Center. Be a part of the action when the Panthers host rival Drake Saturday evening, 5 o'clock. Panther Nation, wear your purple. It's a purple out. Catch the excitement of live Panther basketball and show your roar Saturday evening at 5 at the McLeod Center. Get your tickets today at unipanthers.com/promo or call 273-4849. That's 273-4849.
This is Dr. Stevenson at All Smiles Family Dentistry in Cedar Falls. I love treating your entire family with their general dentistry needs. I've noticed many of our patients have anxiety around their dentist appointments, and because of that, I now offer in-office sedation for their procedures. This can help them feel more relaxed. To find out more information, call our office to schedule a complimentary consultation. I can't wait to help you feel comfortable at All Smiles Family Dentistry.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-Hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear, weekdays 5 to 6.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And we are going to continue talking high school hoops. We're in Class 1A right now as the Gladbrook Rhinebeck boys basketball team, 14-0. 6-0 in the North Iowa Cedar West Division, and they are number 6 in Class 1A in the most recent AP Boys Basketball poll. So we've got the Rebels head coach, Scott Kiburis, joining us now on the show. Coach Kiburis, thanks so much for the time today. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks for giving us some airtime.
Yeah, absolutely, and well-deserved, too. Like I mentioned there, what a season you guys are having so far, and that undefeated record, you took that down to the wire on Monday night, a 61-60 win over South Hardin. How did your guys end up pulling that one out?
You know, South Hardin is obviously a league rival. They've won our conference a couple times in the last couple of years, and we had won it a bunch of times previous. So they have really improved as a team. We were able to pull out. They had a good first quarter, and we had a really good second quarter, and they beat us in the second half of the game, but we went down to the wire, and we were able, Caleb Agastal hit a three when we were down by 2 points, and then we were able to get a layup and survive a mad dash towards the end of the game to win the game by 1 point.
that was your closest game since back on December 14th when you got a one-point win over Jessup. Was that maybe an important thing? As much as you'd probably rather keep your heart rate down and win comfortably, how important might it have been for your team to get a challenge like that earlier this week?
You know, we talked about it. So we're definitely, we have lots of stuff to improve on, and that we're not great. That other teams out there know some of our stuff, and we just have to be better at what we do. But we had, you know, our point guard and their point guard, who are good offensive scorers, William Kaviris on our side, and their point guard, they went at each other on the defensive end too. And I think both of them had good defensive games, which kind of disrupted the continuity of each team's offense. So we just know that each game is different, and sometimes it's going to be hard for us to score, and we have to maybe bear down on getting rebounds and hustle them on three balls and stuff like that, and each possession counts and is important.
Yeah, that really sticks out in studying your team, Coach, is how they've been able to win in different ways. And you said there that you still got plenty to improve on. What in particular are you really looking for out of your guys here in the back half of the regular season to fine-tune?
Well, a couple of the things is defensively, we've got to bear down. And we've had some good defensive games, too. So we're always looking to improve our team defense. Scoring-wise, we have pretty good distribution of scoring. We have but William Kaviris, our point guard, also plays inside on the offense, has scored quite a bit, and they're kind of keying on some of the things that he does. So we recognize that each game we might have a different player. Luke Griffey and Caleb Agastal on the outside have come through for us, especially against zone defenses, knocking down shots. And Tristan Sanford Anders in the paint, he had a big game against South Hardin. That sometimes it goes, you know, we're going to play an inside game and look to score from inside the paint. So we're just different games present different things, and the scoring is going to come from just different aspects of our game.
How about on the other side of the coin, Coach Kaviris? So what's been one or two of the steadiest, most consistent things about this Rebels team so far this season?
I think we've had good first half, and so we get out into a lead, and if you play from in front, it's a little easier to decide how that second part of the game is going to go. So sometimes it has to be half court, comes down to having to just play half court defense. Sometimes it's we can press a little bit more and try to create more transition and more possession sometimes is important to us. So those are some of the things we've been successful with. William Kaviris has done a really good job at early in games when they're focusing in on him, finding the open man for scoring opportunities. And then sometimes later in the game, getting an opportunity for himself to get some shots up. So those are some of the things I think we've been pretty successful with and how we're scoring this year.
Forgive my ignorance, Coach Kaviris, but is William your son? What's the relation?
Yeah, he's my youngest son, and he's been at a lot of basketball games. He's a junior. He's been at a lot of basketball games throughout his life of ours and being forced to be in the gym, and now he's getting his opportunity. So he's started here since he was a freshman, and he's done a pretty good job for us.
Yeah, he's having an outstanding season, like you've touched on already, and 23.1 points per game, about 7.5 assists. That's incredible production. What can you tell us about what William's done? I mean, it's one thing to watch those games, and the coach's son, they always have an advantage. They've got that mental edge, I think, most times that they get the benefit from, you know, growing up in a coach's household. But what's William done to be able to translate that mental edge into physical execution and perform at this level?
Yeah, he's had a lot of kids before him, kids he's watched. Joe Smoltz is playing up at Upper Iowa right now, was a really good basketball player for us at a point guard, and Camden Kickbush, who had a great career at Wartburg. He's had the opportunities to work out with them and watch them play, and so he's learned from them and has a good grasp of what's going on the floor and can slow it down and see things sometimes because he's involved in the game that I may not see, and he can subtly kind of tell me this is what I think would work, and so far it's been successful.
Gladbrook Rhinebeck boys basketball coach Scott Kaviris, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. The Rebels, number 6 in Class 1A, undefeated, 14-0. All right, Coach, you told us about your youngest son. Tell us a little bit about you. This is your first time on the show, so, you know, what are your philosophies Who have been your biggest influences when it comes to the game of basketball?
Oh, biggest influences. So now I'm coaching. This is my 30th year coaching, 13th year at Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Some of it, I guess, influences. When I was a young player, I had a coach named Vance Wahlberg who has kind of redefined some like dribble drive offense type situations that he was somewhat successful with in high school. And so I kind of learned a little bit from him as he went on and coached in college and he later coached in the pros. And so kind of learned a little stuff from him. So he's been a major influence. And obviously just some of the teams I've had coaching when I was young, kind of toying with different things and watching what works and what doesn't work have been some of the influences. But we watch a lot of game film now. And so I hate to say it, but we learn from the other high school coaches that we're going against. So every once in a while you pick up different things from some of the people that you're coaching against and go, I like that. So I want to try to put it in myself.
How well, I mean, since you've been coaching as long as you have, Coach Kabiris, how well do you feel like your program and the peer programs you're going against are ready for the transition that's coming soon with a shot clock in high school basketball?
Oh, gosh, we talk about that all the time. I remember they had a newspaper interview asked me what I thought about the shot clock, and I think that was about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was the only one who said I don't want it because I like to make sure when we're winning a game that I want to be able to, you know, dictate what's going on and hold on to the basketball. If you're good enough to hold on to the basketball, maybe you deserve to be able to do that. But then we were in a state championship game a couple years ago against Granby Christian, and they got a 10-point lead in us, and they were capable of holding the ball, and we couldn't come back from a 10-point deficit. So then my views changed on it. And since I like offense, shot clock we don't like it when teams hold the ball for 40 seconds to start a game. That just gets us out of our rhythm. So we're hoping that we're looking forward to the shot clock. Hopefully, at a 1A school, it might be hard operating it.
Yeah.
Maybe finding the funding to put it up and see how it works. But I think it'll be a good change for high school basketball.
How much are you talking to your guys about the fact that you're undefeated? Does it come up at all? Do you just kind of show up and do your work? Because you get to this point of the season, and these guys are well aware of it. They're on social media. They see the rankings. They see everybody else's records. How do you go about handling that with your team, Coach?
We don't really talk about it. I mean, we know, like, the couple teams that we're playing ahead of us. So sometimes you play multiple games and you don't get an opportunity to have a practice right before the team you're playing, so you might talk about two or three teams in advance. So we just kind of talk about that, what the other team's doing the next day. So we don't really talk about records. I guess with a family of basketball, one of my other son helps assist us on the team. So he kind of looks into what our playoff situation might be in the future. So we understand that starting strong actually could help you in dictating where you might end up in a district. But just enjoying one game at a time is kind of fun too.
A couple more minutes here with Gladbrook Rhinebeck High School boys basketball coach Scott Kabiris. Coach, I got to ask about your senior, Tristan Sanford Anders. He's your leading rebounder, leading shot blocker. We talked about William earlier. It sure looks like Tristan's bringing some much-needed elements to your team on a night-in, night-out basis.
Yeah, Tristan has he blossomed late in the sophomore year with shot blocking opportunities. He's really kind of a deceiving player. You know, 6'4", 6'5", but he plays a lot taller than that when he's on defense. And then last year, his offensive element came into the game and was scoring inside, but kind of a little unorthodox on the outside. He can drive to the basket and shoot the three a little bit, and that came into play in our last game by knocking down two threes, which I'm not sure South Harden was aware that he could shoot it from that far out. So he's come a long way rebounding. He's got quite a few, and so he gives us that presence as pretty much the only senior who gets a lot of playing time, the opportunity to know that we are going to be able to score from the inside as well as on the outside.
All right, before I let you go, Coach, and thanks so much again for your time today. You've got AGWSR coming up on Friday night, a road game. What's going to take to go get that W?
Well, I mean, they're they're a team that we talked about earlier that sometimes tries to limit our possession, so we would like to play a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. They have improved quite a bit as the season is going along, so it's always a competitive game when we go over to Ackley and play. So we're just going to try to make sure that we are prepared in all facets of what they're going to throw at us defensively, and try to maybe get the game as many possessions as possible.
Coach, it was a real pleasure learning about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, and we'll have to get you on the show again sometime soon, hopefully after you've made a deep run in the postseason.
Oh, that would be nice. We appreciate you having us on and giving Clapper Grinebeck some airtime, like I said. Thank you.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. We could see the return of the King in Tennessee, King Derrick Henry, that is. The Titans All-Pro running back went through his first practice in pads Tuesday since injuring his foot back in Week 8. Head coach Mike Vrabel says Henry has a chance to play in Saturday's divisional playoff matchup against the Bengals. Niners Pro Bowl defensive end Nick Bosa remains in the league's concussion protocol and did not practice Tuesday. But All-Pro linebacker Fred Warner got some limited work in and says he's optimistic he'll play Saturday in Green Bay despite an ankle injury. The Rams' swarming defensive effort in Monday night's win over Arizona led to some instant rewards for LA's defensive coordinator Raheem Morris. He received an interview request for the Vikings' open head coaching job Tuesday. Meantime, the Jaguars perhaps getting closer to finding their next head coach. They requested a second interview with Colts D coordinator Matt Eberflus. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Finding the best pre-owned vehicle can be downright frustrating. Bill Caldwell Ford believes in making it simpler. We analyze prices in a 100-mile radius to make sure you're getting the best deal. Plus, our quality pre-owned vehicles get a 100-point inspection. We call it the 200 test. Best price in 100 miles plus a 100-point inspection equals 200 reasons to trust us. Shop BillCaldwellFord.com now to see the difference. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Your local Staples is saying thanks in a big way. Right now, earn a $30 Staples store bonus when you spend $100 in store. Get custom printing or signage for your business, earn a $30 bonus. Get the latest tech, earn a $30 bonus. Get supplies for your classroom, earn a $30 bonus. It's that easy. Set yourself up for success in the new year by exploring what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Limit one ends 1/22. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staplesconnect.com/storebonus for details.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The first round of the NFL playoffs concluded Monday night, and there are now only 8 teams left competing for a Super Bowl. Not all of them will have a level playing field, though. There are 2 teams without an elite quarterback, the Tennessee Titans and San Francisco 49ers. Both teams can get after the quarterback, like to run the ball down their opponent's throat. That's great for the regular season. That makes it difficult when you're trying to score with Joe Burrow and Aaron Rodgers. The Niners and Titans both have talented rosters, but it's rare that a team can win a Super Bowl without a top-tier signal caller. But we've seen it happen before. Nick Foles did it with the Eagles when they took down the Patriots in 2018. And an old, ineffective Peyton Manning led the Broncos to a win over the Panthers in Super Bowl 50. So it can be done, not often, and you don't want to bank on it. The rest of the team has to be firing on all cylinders and playing up to its level. So we'll see if the Titans and 49ers can fit that mold coming up this weekend. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Remember all those big dreams you used to have, and then life made other plans? With a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, it's time to bring those dreams back. Start your own business or commit to van life with a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Now, you could win the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Mode 4x4 that we have. Enter the Dan Patrick Show Ultimate Camping Rig Sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules. Visit danpatrick.com or foxsportsradio.com. Have to do it by February 2nd for your chance to win.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. I want to thank Dunkerton High School boys basketball coach Todd Kuntz and Gladbrook Rhinebeck High School boys basketball coach Scott Kaburis for joining the show today. It was a lot of fun learning about the Raiders and the Rebels, both of which are having outstanding seasons. Iowa State women's basketball coming up next here on The Fan. Pregame at 6 after news and weather at the end of the hour. Tip-off at 6:30. No Ashley or Aubrey Jones tonight due to health and safety protocols in that top 15 matchup. Also news, too, no A.J. Green tonight for the UNI Panthers at Valpo. Bowen Bourne will start in his place. Panthers looking to make it 6 in a row. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.